Hello.
Hi, Bettina.
Yes?
Hi, this is Roy. I live here in the neighborhood. I'm over on Noda Drive.
Uh-huh.
And I just need to find out if you're going to be handing out candy tomorrow night for the trick-or-treaters.
And why is that?
Oh, well, my son, he has allergies, and he can't have peanuts.
Okay.
So,
Is there a flavor that he can have?
Oh, anything that doesn't have nuts in it would be fine.
All right, and there is a possibility. How old is your son, Roy?
He's 6.
Okay, there is a possibility that I will not be here, and I would have left then a container of candy on our step, and I think I just threw away the packaging. Actually, is a Kit Kat okay?
I think that
Is that made in a facility with nuts?
Yeah, I think that has nuts in it. You're gonna have to throw away everything with nuts. Just don't give out anything with nuts tomorrow night.
We have to throw out everything with nuts?
Yes, please. Just throw out everything with nuts. It's basically poison to my children.
I understand, but it's not poison to other children. I'll be happy to give your children something separate, but I'm not going to throw away the candy that I purchased for everybody else.
Why not? You may as well be just giving out candy with razors in them.
Roy, please don't tell me what to serve people.
Well, maybe you should give them...
I will in no way endanger your child.
Maybe you should give them carrot sticks.
But you cannot tell me what to serve people who come to my house.
Well, you can give them carrot sticks. Nobody's allergic to carrots.
Exactly. Are you serving carrot sticks?
Well, no, I'm going out trick-or-treating.
Great. Well, then someone at your house should be serving carrot sticks.
Well, no, we're not going to be there, you idiot. Just...
What? Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Dr. Roy Gerbel.
I don't understand.
Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Dr. Roy Gerbel.
You're a fucking asshole.
What?
What are you talking about?
Are you?
You're a fucking asshole. Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Dr. Roy Gerbel. Dr. Roy Gerbel. Dr. Roy...
What?
Gerbel!
You're listening to the Snowplow Show. This is episode 591, and today is October 31st, 2019. It's Halloween. Happy Halloween, everyone. This episode is brought to you by Sean L., Plaz, Boca Recovery Center, 6-week tenure, and Jamie F. Thanks, all of you, for supporting the show and being the sponsors of today's show. I don't have any announcements, really, outside of the usual thing about there being a meetup in April. It's called the Lemon Drop in San Jose, California. Or is it in San Jose? I don't know. I think they're still trying to decide on a location, on an exact location anyway. But that's going to be the meetup that has Dwight and Mad Hatter and Catastrophe and a bunch of those types of people. I still don't know if I'm going to be able to make it or not, but if you want to learn more about this, it's called the Lemon Drop. It's going to be happening in mid-April 2020. I'll have a link to the Facebook page for it in the show notes if you want to take a look at that. The show notes are located at snowplowshow.com. I did a live show today in the early afternoon, which lasted, I don't know, close to 3 hours, like 2.5 to 3 hours. I guess some of it was music, but I edited it down, and it turned out to be just a little over an hour, I think. Or, no, it looks like an hour and 21 minutes is the total runtime on this live portion of the show. So, because you missed the live show, the actual live show, you don't have to listen to all the boring shit. Like all the ringing phones, all the voicemails that kept picking up, all the extra music stuff, and me just yammering on and on and on during the live show. You don't have to listen to all of that. I took it all out. Unless you want to, it's over on the Mixler at mixler.com/isthisthingon. Just look on the show reel. I put this one up. And if you're sad that you missed the live show, then you can catch the next one by just keeping an eye on the Twitter, twitter.com/phonelosers. That's where I try to announce all of the live shows. And another way to find out about live shows is to download the Mixler app on your phone and subscribe to Is This Thing On, along with the other Mixlers. You know, a lot of other people do shows on their own Mixlers, but unfortunately Mixlers kind of sucked about notifications lately, but I'm positive they're going to sort their shit out soon. It'll start working again just as good as it used to. Anyway, that's what you're about to hear right now. is the live show that I did earlier today. First, we're going to listen to a short clip that Brendan sent to me. This one is called High Demand Guy. Thanks for making this, Brendan. After this, you're going to hear the live show.
Hello, Grant here.
Hey, Grant. This is Steve Dave from Sastel.
Yes.
And I'm calling to let you know we're getting ready to change your phone number, the 70 number. We're going to be changing
oh,
it.
No.
We're going to change it to a brand new number.
Why is that?
All you're joking. All you're joking. All you're joking. Right? Right? All you're joking. All you're joking. All you're joking. Right? Right? Who's more important than me? I'm a high-demand guy. Who's more important than me? I'm a high-demand guy. Who's more important than me? 400 employees. Who's more important than me? Over 4,000 customers. I suspect this is fraud. This is just fraud. Fraud. No.
I do have your new phone.
No, you're joking.
Oh, no, I wouldn't joke about something like
this.
Are
you joking?
No, it's a high-demand number.
No, you're not doing it.
Oh, no, we have to.
It's bad.
You just squirt at me? It's not happening.
Who's more important than me? I'm a high-demand guy. Who's more important than me? I'm a high-demand guy. I'm a high-demand guy.
No. No. Who's more important than me? I'm
a high demand guy.
Hey, everybody, we're doing a live show.
No.
It's going to be a Halloween themed show. You're going to enjoy it. Still messing with my levels here. Give me a second. So I've got a list here of who sent this to me? Mongolian guy, I think. He sent me a list of just people that live in nice neighborhoods. And I still have an old list here, I think maybe from last year or the year before, of Halloween ideas, mostly revolving around trick-or-treating questions and, you know, like, God, what was the one I thought was kind of funny? I don't know, only unwrapped candy this year because you want to save the earth and save on trash waste, save the planet, unwrap all the candy. Probix had a great idea of telling the parents that I expect to accidentally mix up my razor blades and my candy collection this year. Oops. But don't worry, because the razor blades are rusty, so they're kind of dulled down a little bit. That sounds hilarious. I accidentally spilled rat poison all over the candy. That could be another one, right? What could go wrong? Oh, Dragonmere wants me to do a politically correct blackface makeup. Be like, listen, my kid's coming in blackface. If you have a problem with that, you need to keep it to yourself. It's none of your business. There's nothing wrong with that. These are all the pranks I'm not going to do, okay? Like, just so you know. We could also call Halloween stores again. I remember enjoying that last year. I listened to one recently. Like, the whole show actually kind of sucked. Nothing worked out. But I was telling them I was from the hospital and we needed some emergency blood for a blood transfusion. We're coming in to get some of their blood. That didn't really work out, but I loved the idea. I want to try that again. Maybe, oh no, probably not. Maybe next year. Anyway, let's call some people. Let's call Tracy.
Hello?
Hello, Tracy?
Yeah.
It's Roy, your neighbor.
Hi.
Hi. I have kids that are probably going to come by your house tonight for trick-or-treating.
Oh, okay.
And can you not give any candy that has sugar out tonight? My kid's diabetic.
Oh.
It's like, you're not going to know who okay. He is because, you know, it's going to be in costume.
Can I ask which house it is? I'm sorry. I'm sure I've met you, but which house are you living in?
I live in the blue house over on Pelican.
Oh. Okay.
But, you know, I'm not like super close, but we like to come to your neighborhood because you give out pretty good candy.
You know, uh-huh. we're okay.
Anyway, like if you could just get rid of all the sugar from your candy tonight. And also, can you do like unwrapped candy? Because it's kind of bad for the earth to be wasting all that paper. She hung up. This show is brought to you by deadair.co. That's a very popular Halloween music station that plays spooky music 24 hours a day, every day of the year. Anyway, okay, so let's see. Let me cross that one out. Carlton Banks wants me to say my kid's coming in camo, so don't be freaked out by a floating candy bag. Devin wants me to say that my kids want to dress like you. Can we borrow an outfit?
Your call has been forwarded.
That's a great idea. Oh, man, I'm definitely doing that. This one's an apartment, so I don't know about this one. Do apartments usually do trick-or-treating?
You have reached the voicemail box of...
I know I don't get trick-or-treaters, but I live in a bad neighborhood. I live basically in the hood.
Hello?
Hello. Hold on, let me turn down my deadair.co. It's your neighbor, Roy.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. You're doing trick-or-treating right this year, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. I just have a couple things here. My kids are going to be coming, like, really late at night, like at 2 in the morning, because mm-hmm. we're going to a haunted house tonight. So they'll be
at 2 in the morning?
Yeah, because we're going to a haunted house tonight, so we're not going to be able to do trick-or-treating at the normal time. So I have, like, four kids. We're going to be knocking on your door about 2 in the morning for candy. Are you still going to have anything left?
I would prefer not to be knocking on my door at 2, because that will disrupt my animals and stuff I get and my dogs.
Just stay up late. It's Halloween. Stay up late. Watch some horror movies.
I have to work. my day starts at 6 in the morning. So where do you live?
I'm just down the street a little bit. I'm on Tibet Street.
Oh, we don't, yeah, we're not in that area anymore.
Ah, fuck. Because I had this other question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My son, he's in third grade. He wants to dress like you. So we're going to see if we could borrow some of your clothes. It didn't work, Devin. Sorry. All right, we're off to a slow start. It's going to get better. The damn apartment people, they're always moving.
Hello?
Hi, Tracy?
Yes.
It's Roy, I'm your neighbor.
It's who?
Roy, I'm your neighbor, I live down the street a bit. I just tell him,
okay.
I have a question about the trick-or-treating. You're doing that tonight, right? You're handing out candy?
No.
Why not?
I'm hanging up.
Do you hate kids? All right. Fucking Tracy. Kid hater.
This is Nicholas.
Hey, is Sonia there?
Sonia is not.
Oh, when's she going to be back?
I am not sure when she's going to be back.
Is this her husband?
This is Nicholas, not her husband.
Oh.
He is gone too.
This is what?
Chris is gone as well.
Oh, darn it. Well, do you live there with him, or is this like some sort of a business?
This is their business. This is Runner's Roost.
Ah, shoot. Fuck. God damn it, shit. All right, yeah, I was trying to get their house because I just had a Halloween question. I'm one of their neighbors.
Did you want me to leave a message, take down a message, or have them take down your number and have them call you or something?
Yeah, I have a number. Can you write this down?
Yeah, what's the number?
566.
Okay.
73.
Okay.
And then 5140.
So 566-735-140.
Correct, yes. That's my social security number.
I am very confused.
Why would you write that down?
I have no idea.
That's fucking weird. Like, what are you trying to steal my identity or something? It's not like I have good credit. Like, it's a little weird. I don't see what you're up to here. It's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Can you destroy that piece of paper?
Of course. I'm so confused. Do you actually need to get a hold of Chris and Sonia or no?
Yeah, well, do you just have their number? Can I just have their phone number? Not their social, you weirdo.
Well, I don't personally have... Let me put you on hold real quick.
Okay.
Hey, this is Joel. I'm the manager here. We usually don't give out their personal phone numbers. How do you know Chris and Sonny again?
I'm their neighbor.
Okay. What do you need to get a hold of them about?
Trick-or-treating.
All right. What's your first and last name?
The other guy, he already took down my social, and I don't know what that was about, but he, like, wrote it down on a piece of paper, my actual social security number, and that's pretty...
Well, I don't need that. I'll make sure he burns that.
Okay, well, it's just a little fucked up that, you know, he got my social, now you're trying to get my name. So I feel like this is...
I don't think he asked for your social. Nick, did you ask for this guy's social?
No. No, he did, too.
Yeah,
he did. He asked for my social. This just feels like a scam, so I'm kind of uncomfortable with this.
Well, if I can give them a call and say that you're trying to get a hold of them.
You know what? Fuck
sure
you,
okay.
Scammer. Fuck you. I'm hanging
with
up.
With them.
I'm hanging up, fucking scammer.
I'm a scammer now.
Yeah, you are. So you admit it.
No, I did not admit it.
You just admitted that you're a scammer.
What am I going to do with your social?
I don't know, but you're...
I can make up numbers off the side of the street. How do I know that you gave him your real social?
That's definitely my real social. Why would I give you a fake social?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm tired of trying to be scammed.
Maybe you're a
scammer. No, you're the scammer. I'm hanging up.
I don't think I'm a scammer. I think you're a scammer.
I'm reporting this number. All right, I hung up. Cross that one out.
This is Sarah.
Sarah, hey, it's Roy, your neighbor.
Yeah.
I have some, just a question. Is it okay if we, like, we're doing trick-or-treating tonight, but can we do it from your house? Can we, like, sit on your porch and hand out candy? Sarah?
What?
I want to sit on your porch tonight and hand out candy.
Why?
Because my house isn't spooky enough. Like, I have a nice house, and your house is kind of run down and spookier looking. And I'll help put up... Yeah. And I can help put up a few extra decorations and stuff.
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I live just, you know, just a ways down the street from you. I'm on Juniper.
No.
What do you mean?
No. Sorry. Bye.
No, don't hang up. She seemed to start to get offended when I said her house was shitty. That was a Probix idea. Thanks, Probix. I like when Probix has ideas that don't involve razor blades.
Hello?
Hi, Sarah?
Yeah?
Hey, it's your neighbor, Roy. I just have a question for you about trick-or-treating.
Yep.
My kid's going to be, like, one of my kids is going to be in camouflage.
Okay.
I just don't want you to be freaked out by a floating candy bag. And, you know, my third grader, her name's Devin. Hello? Sarah, why are you laughing? Fuck. This list is awful, you guys. I blame Mongolian guy. Everyone's just hanging up. Either that or blame Devin. I don't know. Or blame Carlton Banks because the floating candy bag idea was his. Is anyone doing Halloween shows tonight? I haven't heard about anything. People have been doing them all week.
Midnight.
I bet you Dwight will.
So soon?
That's just a guess, though. I don't know. Graveyard Goons are doing a show at 8 p.m. Eastern, wherever they do a show. They think they're entitled to a Halloween show just because their name is Graveyard Goons.
And rot inside a corpse's shell.
Patricia?
Yes.
Oh, hey, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, my kid, you're doing trick-or-treating tonight, right?
You must have the wrong...
Oh, you don't live on Drive?
I'm doing what tonight? Oh, trick-or-treating, yes.
Yeah. You're answering the door for trick-or-treaters.
Yes, we are.
My daughter, Devin, she wanted to go as you for Halloween. So I was wondering if we could borrow, like, one of your shirts or something.
Who is this?
This is Roy. I live, a couple blocks down.
What's your address?
Why?
Well, because you seem to know where I live, so I'm just curious who you are.
Oh, I'm your neighbor. I live, you know where the blue house is?
No, I don't.
Oh. Well, anyway, my daughter, she wants to dress up as you for Halloween. Like, she wanted to go as a hobo. I'm like, a hobo? And she's like, yeah, like Patricia down the street.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just thinking.
Yeah, I do. I have a clown costume. I'll send my husband down with it.
You have a what?
A hobo costume.
No.
I'm going to send my husband down with it.
No. She just wants to dress as you. Because, you know, close enough, right?
How's that going to be?
So just like a shirt with, you know, and we have, she's going to wear like a wig and stuff.
What color wig?
She's going to look just like you. And she's going to come to your door and say trick or treat. And it'll be like you're looking in a mirror.
Mm-hmm. What color wig?
I don't know. Why are you asking? Do you change your hair color that much?
Hey, boo. Pardon me for 1 second.
Okay, where are you going? What are you doing?
Hey, Bruce. Yeah, put a trace on it. Thanks. Just 1 second, please.
Is he putting the trace on it?
No.
Like, is he pushing buttons? He's like,
this is our neighbor,
bloop,
Roy.
Bloop, bloop. Or is he, like, pulling levers to activate the trace machine?
I'm sorry. My husband was on another call. I needed to answer a question. Now, what was that?
Oh, no, I was asking, what action does he perform to activate the trace, to put the trace on it? Is it, like, levers that he pulls or buttons? Or does he have to boot up the Linux machine?
I'm not sure what you're asking. I thought you were my neighbor, Roy.
Oh, I am. That makes it even weirder that you want to trace me. I live just down, you know, a couple blocks.
And what's your house number?
Why? What do you need that for? All right, that made her hang up. And this is the way. So, Devin, your idea just creeped her out. And she activated, her husband activated the trace on me, so thanks a lot for that.
Hi, this is Nikki. Please leave a message.
Never alone. Carry a flashlight and stay in well-lit areas. Always walk on the sidewalk, never in the streets. Oh, and never eat anything unwrapped. And bring home all your candy so that your parents can inspect it before you eat it. If you follow these simple rules, you'll have no tricks with your treats.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Nancy?
Yes.
It's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live down the street from you on Castilla Avenue.
Uh-huh.
You're going to be answering your door for trick-or-treaters tonight, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay, great. I don't know if you remember me. I live in the blue house. I have the disabled kid.
You know what? I apologize. I do not know.
Okay, well, he's in a wheelchair, and you don't have a wheelchair ramp? So,
correct.
Do you think you can get a wheelchair ramp put together by tonight? Because otherwise, how's he going to get up to your door?
Do I know you?
I don't know if you remember me. We came to your door once and tried to sell you candy bars, I guess, or cookies.
You know,
or...
I apologize. I do not, but...
And he had to stand down he had to wait down there on the sidewalk like a schmuck because he didn't have a wheelchair ramp then either. But would you be able to
you can...
Huh? What?
Are you going to be with him?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. Well, I can mention it to my husband, but I don't know that we have anything we can put out at this point.
Yeah, just like a piece of plywood on the steps from the wheel up, wheel up to.
Okay.
That'd work.
Okay. I can see what we can do. And if it's not there, then I apologize. I guess you'll need to skip our house.
Well, no, he should be able to come to your house just like any other kid. Just because he's in a wheelchair doesn't mean he shouldn't be able to trick-or-treat there.
Are you calling everyone in the neighborhood?
Just a few, the ones that don't seem to care. I mean, he'll still get I know he'll still get candy because we always ask the parents that are passing on the streets to give us their candy because he's disabled and they usually do. But it just seems like he should be able to come up to your door like any other kid.
How did you get this number?
It's in the neighborhood directory. So what, do you hate crippled kids?
This has to be a joke, right?
Oh, my son's disability is a joke to you now.
No, but I don't know that I've ever met you. I have no idea who you are.
Oh, okay. So you can't be bothered to remember disabled kids.
Yeah, if that's what you want to think, certainly.
Well, I mean, that's what it sounds like. Can't even remember us. I don't think you even bought candy from us that one day a couple years ago.
If this is for real, do you want to come up to the house now and I'll walk out and give you candy?
No. My kid should be able to just come when all the other kids are there also and just come up to the door like any other kid.
Okay, give me your name.
I'm glad you think this is such a big joke. My name's Roy.
And what's your last name, Roy?
Gerbel.
And how do you spell that?
G as in gnome. E as in I. R as in Arwanda. B as in B. B, Q. I as in I-O-U. And L as in L-O-L.
Okay. Okay, I'm shocked by this call.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm shocked that you hate disabled kids.
Yeah, well, then you clearly don't know us.
I don't think I want to know someone that hates disabled kids. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
You know, if you're... This is an unbelievable call.
I know. It's unbelievable how you're just laughing at me and, you know, my disabled kid situation.
That's because I can't imagine anyone would call and say this to me. So I'm trying to think that maybe someone got my number and this is some sort of a joke.
Oh, okay. So you think disabled kids are a joke. And then like a second ago, you said disabled kids are shocking.
Do you want to come up and meet me?
It's 2019. Get with the times. No, I met you when my kid was selling candy. I had to come up to the door because you didn't have a wheelchair ramp.
Yeah, because we're just pathetic losers. You have no idea how we feel.
Apparently.
And what we're like, do you?
Well, it seems like you hate disabled kids, so that's all I need to know about you.
Huh. Okay. All right. Well, pretty unbelievable.
I know. I agree. It's totally, it's really.
I feel bad that your son has you as a parent.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow is right.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad my son doesn't have you as a parent. You wouldn't even get a wheelchair ramp on your house. You'd just be like, fuck you, son. You got to stay in the house all the time.
Unbelievable. Who is this?
I already told you my name's Roy. Anyway, okay, so like, I hope your husband can get his shit together and get a wheelchair ramp up by tonight, by trick-or-treating time. Can he design it like a skateboard ramp so my son can do some sweet jumps on his wheelchair?
Sure.
Thank you. I'd appreciate that. Write that down.
Who is this?
Roy. Again, it's Roy.
Roy, why don't you come up and introduce yourself?
I will tonight when we come up for candy. And hopefully you have the, the ramp up by then.
If we don't have the ramp,
then
how are you going to come up and meet us?
Well, then maybe we'll just have some eggs with us and it'll be trick time.
That's the neighborhood directory.
TP some bushes.
Because we've got apparently a neighbor who wants us to put a wheelchair ramp up for tonight so that his child can come out and get candy and doesn't have to sit on the curb like a schmuck. He wants you to make one. Maybe you should talk with my husband and you can tell him what he needs to create.
Well, you just told him a wheelchair ramp. That's all he needs to know.
Well, do you want to talk to him?
Well, I heard you just call my disabled son a schmuck, so I don't really want to talk to either of you anymore.
I just heard you say
that, and you said disabled kids are shocking, and you've been laughing at me the whole time, and tell me I'm a bad parent.
Did I ever say disabled kids were shocking?
Yeah, you did. You said this is all very shocking.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't recall ever saying that.
Oh, I have a recording of it.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you could share this recording with me.
No, thank you. I really want to just hang up. I don't feel comfortable talking to someone like you anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your address, Roy?
I don't want to give that to you.
You're in the blue house down the street.
Yep, the one with the wheelchair ramp on it.
Because
I care about my kid.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, if you could, your husband...
How come I don't see your name in the directory?
Your husband's still there, right? Like, right there?
Yeah.
Could you do me a favor and spit in his face and say, fuck you?
Who is this?
All right, hanging up now, bye.
Who is...
That just went on way too long. That idea was Carlton Banks, kind of. Half Dingo Dongo's idea, half Carlton Banks. Blame them for that one. I'm just happy that somebody answered finally. Everyone, King Richard's here. It's time to start the show. And yes, sir, Mr. Dom the Bomb, I will call someone a Gondu tonight, today, whatever.
Hello, this is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle, this is Roy. I'm calling you from the mayor's office here in Lakewood.
Oh, hi.
Hi. We just had a report that you don't have a wheelchair ramp up on the front of your house. And there's going to be a few disabled kids trick-or-treating at your house tonight. And you need to get a wheelchair ramp put up there, like ASAP, before tonight.
Okay.
You can pick one up at the hardware store or, build one real quick.
Okay.
Just got to get a wheelchair ramp up there on the front of your house.
Okay.
To comply with the Disabilities Act of 2002.
Okay.
And so you will be great. Able to do that then?
So what if we have someone stationed outside the house or with a bowl of candy below the...
Oh, well, that doesn't really...
One stair.
That doesn't comply with the Disabilities Act of 2002. You need to put up a wheelchair ramp. For other instances too, you might have like a disabled postman or a utility worker or whatever that needs to get up the stairs.
Okay, thank you for letting me know. Is there someone I could call back at your office to talk more about this?
I can transfer you over to Carol if you'd like.
Sure. Well, actually, no, I'd like the phone number there, please.
Oh, sure. It's 303-666. Okay. 1420.
Okay. And I should ask for Carol, is that right?
Yeah, that works. Yep. Or I could just transfer you also.
No, that's okay. And then, yeah, it's funny. No one called me about this last year. We actually only had two trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, well, we were hoping you'd get your shit together by this point, but apparently you're needs to get told. What?
Excuse me. Sorry. Did you say your name's Ray?
Roy, R-O-Y.
And what's your last name?
Gerbel. I work here in the mayor's office.
Sure. Could you spell your last name, please?
Sure. It's G as in Nat, E as in I, R as in R, Wanda, B as in B, B, Q, I as in I, O, U, and L as in 50.
Sorry, what was that last one?
L, like the L, you know, like the letter L, like as in 50.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. But so you're going to be able to get that up by tonight then?
Unfortunately, I'm working until 8 p.m. this evening.
Okay. Seems like a...
Are you delivering them?
Oh, no. You have to pay for the wheelchair ramp yourself. It just sounds like you're making up excuses at this point, just trying to cop out and not be a responsible citizen.
No, I... Okay, well, I really appreciate your concern. I'm actually not going to be home this evening. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you said you were going to be doing trick-or-treaters, and you had a couple last year, and now...
No, sorry.
Last
year, I didn't work the evening. Yeah. I didn't work the evening last year.
Now, all of a sudden, you're just suddenly not going to be home tonight. Yep.
Oh, I mean, you can do a welfare check if you'd like. I'm sorry.
Oh, we might have to do that to see if you're lying, because you sound like you're lying right now.
Okay. This is a very odd prank phone call. I appreciate your time, though.
A prank? No, it's not a prank phone call. I'm calling from the city. I don't know.
Okay. That's why I know, but when you cursed, it kind of threw it off. So I don't think you're calling from the city of Lakewood.
I was just cursing because it really seemed like you kind of hate cripples, and it upset me a little bit. So I apologize for the cursing.
I don't at all. I'm so sorry you got that impression.
I don't see why you have to be such a cripple hater. Because, you know, they're people too, just like me and you, and they should be able to come up to your door like any other kid and ask for trick-or-treat.
How do you know I don't have a difference of ability? You assume. But.
Well, because you're a cripple hater.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll call the city back. Thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah.
Bye.
Just ask for Carol.
Hello.
Hey, Michelle.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the mayor's office.
Hey.
Hey. We needed to let you know because we had some reports last year that you were handing out candy to trick or treaters that had peanuts in them.
Yeah.
Well, it's not funny because some kids are allergic to peanuts.
Oh, for sure. So we'll not do that.
Okay, that'd be great. I'd really appreciate it. You know, just to comply with peanut allergies and all that stuff.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, and you know, we've got like the autistic bucket warning too, so we won't engage them in conversation either.
Oh, that'd be perfect. And could you also not hand out candy that has wrappers on it?
Yeah.
Because that's kind of wasteful, trying to the whole climate change thing.
No, we already unwrapped them, put them in the recycling bin, so it's all unwrapped, ready to go.
Well, that doesn't really do the trick, does it? Like, you should just get some that's not wrapped to begin with. Or just buy a large candy bar.
We do what we gotta do, though.
Get a large candy bar and break it up into pieces and just hand out the little pieces of it.
Oh my gosh, that's a better idea. For sure.
Yeah. Maybe next year you can do that and try not to be such deadbeat climate observers.
I know. I just wrote that down. We're always,
comply with peanut law, okay?
Well, comply with the peanut laws. You got it, man.
Sure. Okay. Great.
Okay.
Thank you for being so understanding.
Oh. Yeah, for sure. Well, happy Halloween.
You too. Thanks. Goodbye.
Oh, okay. Bye.
That went nicely. That was perfect. Thanks, Dragonmere, for bringing to my attention that that's called peanut law. I should have known that, but I didn't. Seems possible.
Melissa.
Oh, hey, Melissa.
Yes.
This is Kevin. I'm your neighbor. I live down the street from me here on Wood.
Yeah.
My kid's allergic to peanuts, so if you're handing out candy tonight, could you not hand out anything at all tonight with peanuts or chocolate?
Oh, okay, so I'll put something separate, because we do have Reese's. I can pick up something separate.
Well, you're not going to know who he is, because he's in a costume.
Is there any way that he could tell us? Because I mean, we just bought like tons of candy.
Oh, no. Like, you know, there might be other kids with peanut allergies as well. So if you could just not.
Okay.
Not.
Sure. I can go through and pull everything out. I mean, we bought Reese's and Kit Kats. Yeah. I can go through and pull.
Well, maybe you could get a refund.
We just bought the bag.
Refund on those. Or no, maybe just eat them yourself or.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. Cause you don't want to like affect any kids that have peanut allergies, right? Like, don't be
right. Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah. I'll do that. I'll just make sure that, I pull all those out. Yep.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Can you make sure they don't have the ingredient called gandu in it?
Gandu. Sure.
Yeah. Gandu and matter chode.
Okay. I'll do my best. Matter chode. Okay. I'll do my best. Gandu and matter chode to look at that too.
And banchoed also as well.
Any way that you could text me this, because I'm not going to remember. I'm driving home from work right now.
It doesn't seem like it's that difficult to remember. What are you, stupid?
Excuse me?
I'm just saying that they're pretty. It's pretty simple, standard things to
gandu,
know that.
Gandu.
Gandu.
That's a standard thing to know.
Yeah, gandu, matter chode, and banchoed.
Those are that's standard. Well, I have three kids, and I've never heard of that ever.
And peanuts.
And I'm willing to do that, but I understand peanuts, but I didn't know the other three. I'm really sorry.
You've never heard of? Oh my God! You must be a terrible mother, like not to have heard of gandu and matter chode.
Are you kidding me? You tell me this is a prank call.
No, I wouldn't prank you. I'm a Christian, ma'am.
But you're calling me stupid and telling me I'm a terrible mother, and you're a Christian. You're telling me I'm stupid and a terrible mother, and you're Christian.
Well, you don't even know.
And I'm willing to.
You don't know what?
No, I don't.
Gandu is.
I don't know what gandu is. No, I don't. Is that a? I've never heard of that.
It's just an ingredient. It's like an artificial ingredient. My kids are allergic to it.
Okay.
Can you also?
Well, how about
like,
I just not?
How about you? What?
Yeah. Okay. What else? What else are you gonna say? Well, I also what?
Oh, like, just not have candy that has wrappers on it, because it's kind of wasteful. You know, it's bad for the environment. Like, if you could just hand out jelly beans or something. Because they don't even make jelly beans that have gandu or matter chode in them.
I know this is a prank, right? This
no.
is, like, almost funny. All right, whoever this is, you totally got me, so.
I'm not trying to be funny, Mia. I'm just looking out for my kids.
You did really good until you told me about not having wrappers. Whoever it is, like, who is this? That was awesome.
Well, that's a serious thing, because if you have, like, a little piece of paper around every single piece of candy, you're basically...
Well, you know what? You know what? And I'll make sure I don't put any razor blades in my apples, too.
Yeah, that's... Leave that up to Mr. Hart over on Flower Court.
Oh my God! Seriously, who is this? This is like the best call I ever got on Halloween.
I'm your neighbor.
No, you're not my neighbor. Who is this?
Okay, well, you know, you're a banchoed. If you're gonna like,
I'm not, a what?
You're a banchoed and a matter chode.
Please tell me who this is.
This is Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live just down the street from you on Spotswood.
No, you said your name was Kevin.
Did I?
You did.
Fuck.
Oh my God! Who is this?
Should I really trust?
Just randomly.
Should I really trust your memory? Because I mean, you do sound kind of stupid. I'm like a bad mother.
I'm a terrible mother. Yeah, you totally had me on the peanuts, but then you went on the other stuff.
You sounded
seriously. Who is this?
You sounded a little pissed when I called you stupid and a bad mother.
That's when it went over. Yeah, when you called me stupid and a bad mother, that's when I was like, oh my God. And then you said you were a Christian, and I was stupid and a bad mother. Who is this? Should I recognize your voice?
Well,
or are you just calling a bunch of people?
I am a Christian, so like I don't appreciate you insinuating that I'm not a Christian.
No, but a Christian wouldn't call someone out of the blue and just tell them they're a bad mother. Because they didn't know what Bantu was.
Well, no,
I
can be a Christian and I can be brutally honest as well.
Oh, so I still am a bad mother.
Well...
Oh my God, please tell me who this
so.
Is because I don't recognize this number and I don't recognize this voice. I would have thought John Thurman, but you don't sound like John.
No, I've never heard of John. But I guess it'll just be a Halloween mystery.
Oh, please tell me, please. Tell me who this is.
There, I just hung up on her. She's going to be so confused for the rest of the night, wondering who that was.
mask, you could learn to cook. In a monster mask, you could watch TV. In a monster mask, you could climb a tree.
Nobody's picking up again. Thank you, Dom the Bomb, for insisting that I do the Gandu Matterchode Banchode thing. It worked out well. That lady was so confused. I've never heard of Banchode or Matterchode. Heard of peanuts. If you guys are wondering what this music is, this is from a internet radio station called deadair.co. That's what I've been playing in the background for the entire show. It's a fun station. It's 24 hours a day, all year. Usually it's a shoutcast, but you can listen to it by going to deadair.co. Because they're too cheap to get the .com. They just got the .co.
Yes.
Hey, Lorraine?
Yes?
This is your neighbor, Roy?
Yes, Roy, yes.
Hey there. I live down the street. I noticed something strange in the neighborhood, and I was unsure of who I should call.
What can I do to help you?
Well, I was just wondering if you could tell me who I should call if I noticed something strange in the neighborhood.
When you say strange, what does that mean to you?
Just in general, you know, if there's something strange in the neighborhood, who am I going to call?
Do you know Albert Cohen?
Yeah, I've heard of him. I don't think I really exactly know who he is.
I don't have his phone. On the phone, I can't call you. But I can give you his phone number. Let me get off the phone with you, Roy.
Okay, but if Albert's not there...
Then you can go right across the street and talk to Jonathan DeFez.
Oh, no, I'd rather call someone. Because, like, when I see something strange in the neighborhood, you know, who am I going to call?
Absolutely. How did you get our phone number? I'm sorry.
It's just in the neighborhood directory, and I thought you might know, like, if...
Great. Okay. So
when I say directory, though, I mean that I was using a Ouija board. And
what does that mean?
You know, a Ouija board. It's a satanic thing you put on the table, and it gives you numbers.
Yeah, but I don't know how you would get our phone number from a Ouija board. Well, that sounds very strange.
The Ouija board, it spelled out your number by a spirit named Klaatu, and I wanted to know why.
Wait a second. Hold it. This is very strange.
Yeah.
Very strange, this phone call.
It's something strange in the neighborhood. And who am I going to call?
Very strange. No, very, very strange to get my phone number from a Ouija board.
What if there's something strange and it don't look good? Who am I going to call? Well, that was great. That worked out nicely. I've got this whole list of ideas here, and I don't know where they came from. It's just on my sheet of ideas, and these were obviously all written by the same person. But they wanted me to ask about the something strange in the neighborhood, and another idea was the Ouija board thing. Here, let me call her back. But here, let me mess with my voice.
Hello, I am the evil spirit Klaatu. Hold on. Hello, there we go. I feel like Jack Heliquin right now. I'm going to change my phone number.
Oh, shit. Who is this, please?
Oh, hello. I'm the evil spirit Klaatu. Is this Lorraine? Oh, fuck. I fucked it up. God damn it. Oh, well.
I tried. Lily?
Yeah.
Oh, hey there. This is Steve Dave from the mayor's office here in Lakewood.
Okay.
I was calling to find out, we're doing our another ritual tonight to the Dark Master. The mayor's wanted me to ask you if you can get 5 more quarts of human blood from your work within the next couple hours.
What?
5 more quarts of human blood. We're short on human blood. And me and the mayor and the rest of us, we're doing the ritual to the Dark Master tonight. So we just need 5 more quarts of... Ah, fuck. Okay, never. I'm going to quit doing that one. No one's going to believe that. Oh, sorry, Dom the Bomb. Dark Master Lord Gondu. Another opportunity I missed. I do want to do your idea again, Devin. I want to go back to that one. That one was good. The lady just took it the wrong way when we said my daughter wanted to be her.
Hello?
Hi, is Leela there?
This is her husband. Can I help you?
No, I just need to talk to Leela. Just don't worry about it. Is she there?
Please take her name off the list. Thank you.
Well, no, it's not a list. I'm your neighbor. Should have started with that. Her name's
I just told you to get us off the list.
It's not a list, idiot. I'm your neighbor.
Idiot?
Yeah, I'm your neighbor. I live down the street. Ah, shit. Let's just see what he says when I call a third time.
This is Ann.
Oh, hey, Ann. Your husband's a real jerk. Holy shit. This is Roy down the street.
Roy down the street?
Yeah. I just have a question about tonight for Halloween.
Roy, what's your address? Roy,
tell your husband to shut the fuck up.
Who is this?
It's Roy Gerbel from down the street.
Can I help you with?
My daughter, she's in fourth grade. Her name's Devin. She wants to dress up as you for Halloween. I was wondering if we could borrow one of your shirts.
I have no idea who this is.
Well, you know Devin, right? She's come over there before and sold cookies?
No, you had the wrong number.
Well, this is not Leela Ann? I live down the street. I'm on Circle. Oh, man. It didn't work again, Devin. But that husband was awesome.
Hi, this is Lauren.
Oh, hey, Lauren. It's Roy from down the street. I'm your neighbor. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hey. I have a question about Halloween tonight. Are you guys handing out candy?
We're going to, but I'm on my way home from work right now.
Okay, well, my daughter, she's in fourth grade. Her name's Devin. She wants to dress up as you for Halloween. I was wondering if we could just borrow one of your shirts.
Oh, I'm sorry. We can't do that.
Why not? It's for my daughter. We'll return it tomorrow.
I'm going to have to give you a call back. I'm on my drive home right now.
Yeah, so what? We're talking. Like, you just you don't know how to talk and drive?
No, I'm going to need to let you go for now.
Okay, but my daughter wants to dress up like a matter chode, and she chose you. Like, can she please just borrow a shirt?
I'm going to need to let you go.
Okay, well, is the answer yes or no? Just answer yes or no.
No, thank you.
Please? Please? Come on, please?
No, thank you. I'm going to have to let you go
come
now.
Come on, can't you be like a nice neighbor and help? We've helped you out before.
This is Laura.
Oh, hey, Laura?
Yeah.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Roy.
Hi.
Hi. Are you doing are you handing out trick-or-treating stuff tonight? My kids are going to be
We have plans to.
Okay, great. I had this other question, though. My daughter, she wants to dress up as you for Halloween. So can we borrow one of your shirts?
One of my shirts?
Yeah, just a shirt that you commonly wear. She wants to dress up like you.
Maybe. I mean, I don't... Just like a t-shirt?
Yeah, just anything you commonly wear. She's in fourth grade. I can send her over to pick it up.
Sure. I can give her a t-shirt.
You know Devin, right? She's in fourth grade.
I don't.
I think she's been over there before to like try and sell cookies or candy or something for band.
She may have been.
Okay.
She may have been.
Okay. Yeah. She wants to dress up just like you. you. And when you answer the door tonight, you're going to see yourself come there and say trick or treat.
All right.
She wanted to be a band chode for Halloween. Like, I could be Laura. I'm like, yeah, what a great idea.
Okay.
Do you think you can do her makeup too?
My daughter is usually the one that does the makeup.
Well, I mean, like, if she just wants to look just like yours, though.
I usually don't wear makeup.
Oh, okay. Well, perfect. We don't need makeup then.
No. Okay. I'll watch out for her then.
Okay. Yeah. She'll be there any minute.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
If she calls you a matter chode when you answer the door, like, that's normal. Don't worry about it.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Great.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
I didn't know what else to do with that one. She's just all for it. Like, sure, some kid in the neighborhood can be me. Why not? It finally worked, Devin. Weirdly enough. Damn it.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message.
I just saw Devin's idea in the chat room that says she had fake fucked up teeth like yours. I didn't see that when I was on the call. Oh, wait, no, that she just now wrote that. Never mind. That would have been great to tell her. Do you have any... We've already got pretend teeth that looks like yours, so we're cool there. That'd be terrible. Now I want to do it again. I could be like, yeah, my daughter's kind of ugly like you, so we just need the shirt, basically.
Niche programming for society's outcasts. Dead. Air.
Glad that mess is cleaned up. Hello?
Kay?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy. I live down the street from you here on Drive.
Yes.
I was wondering, can I hand out candy from your porch tonight? Like, can I sit on your steps or your porch? And hand out candy?
Sure.
Okay. Were you gonna
Where are you on my street?
Which
house are you?
You know the blue house, but it's like a block down, like to your left?
To my left?
Yep, on the same side as
Yeah.
Were you gonna hand out candy tonight?
Yep, I am.
Oh man.
I am handing out candy tonight.
Well, maybe we can both do it. I'll tell them to continue on.
I'm handing it out if anybody shows up.
Yeah.
I had my husband go out and treat the sidewalk, the driveway and the sidewalk, because I didn't want anybody falling. I was afraid if it melted today and then
good thing he didn't trick
water,
it.
You know. Yeah.
Do what?
I said, good thing he didn't trick the sidewalk.
Oh, my God. You know, I was busy shoveling all day yesterday and the day before. But, yeah, no, we're going to hand out candy. I mean, I'm still at work, but I'm getting ready to head home. And he said he hasn't had anybody yet.
Okay.
But
your husband, like, incidentally, this has nothing to do with trick-or-treating tonight, but he keeps coming over to my house and writing his name in my car window in the snow.
No, he doesn't.
Well, I don't know who else
would
do it.
Who is this?
This is Roy.
No, seriously. Roy who?
Yeah, I'm your neighbor. I live in the blue house.
There's no blue house on my street.
No, it's like down the block, but it's on the same side of the street as you.
All the houses are on the same side of the street as me.
Well, I know that. That's what I'm saying.
My husband does not go and write his name on anybody's car.
Okay, well, so
somebody else.
Somebody else is writing your husband's name on my car window, like every morning. I feel like it's just a...
They're writing Jim or James on there?
Yeah, Jim. Jim. If it is your husband, maybe you could tell him I don't appreciate it, because... Like, even after I defrost my windows, I can still see his name on there when I'm driving.
Well, I will tell you that I know it's not him because he's never out of bed until 8:30 in the morning. So it's not him.
Well, what time do you get out of bed?
4:30, 5 o'clock, and well, I take my dogs out, have my breakfast, and then I come to the office.
Maybe he does it. Maybe he does it at night. Maybe he comes out at night and does it.
No. No, he doesn't.
Like, when you're still sleeping.
No.
Anyway, so it's fine if I
go to sleep after him.
If I pass out candy at your house?
I guess. I'm still not sure who you are, but okay.
Well, it's just I live in the nice blue house, and I wanted to do to go with the Halloween theme. I wanted to pass out candy.
Okay, so are you pranking me? Is that what you're doing?
No, I'm not pranking you. I just wanted to hand out candy at a rundown, spooky looking house.
Okay, who is this really?
Roy.
My house is not run down.
Well, it's spooky looking, though.
My house is spooky looking? Why would you say that?
Just because... What are you doing? Are you digging through the candy?
No. I'm at work.
Oh, what's that noise? Are you looking for
paper? Does it matter what the hell it is?
It sounded like paper... were you digging through paper clips?
Here. Can you hear?
Yeah, what is it?
It's a bag.
A bag of
it's
what?
It's a bag. Oh, my God. It's a bag. What do you think it is?
What's in the bag?
None of your business. And I don't know who you really are, but you're not who I think you are. So good luck with that.
Why won't you tell me what's in the bag? What are you ashamed of? Are they tampons?
No.
Then why won't you tell me?
I do not use those.
Okay, well... Okay, TMI. I didn't want to know that.
Well, you made the statement.
Well, you're the one that's being all weird about it.
Well, you're the one who's being all weird, okay? Very weird.
Okay, well, even though I insulted your house because it's not as nice as mine, can I still pass out candy at your house tonight?
I don't know.
Please?
I don't know. I'm going to drive down my street, and I'm going to look for all the blue houses because I know my street, and I don't know any blue houses on my street.
Okay, well, it's close enough that your husband comes over and writes his name on my car window.
No, he does not. And you know what? If you're going to spread that lie, you better be able to back that ass up because I will file something against you.
Was it your
because he does not do that.
Is it your purse? I heard a zipper. Is it your purse? Is that the bag you're
talking? No, that was not.
So it's a different thing? Like, the bag is not your purse?
No, the bag is not my purse.
Just tell me what was in the bag.
Does it matter?
Yes, it's driving me crazy.
And if it doesn't matter?
It's driving me crazy.
I don't know who you are that's pranking me, but I hope you're getting a good kick out of it.
I'm not pranking you. I just want to know what was in the bag.
Yes, you are.
So was it your purse the second time with the zipper?
Nope, it sure was not.
What the fuck else has a zipper? Are you, like, taking your pants off?
No. Did you hear that zipper? There was another one.
Oh, shit. you're like undoing your dress
did
now.
You hear
that's pretty fucked up. Your work and undressing.
Yeah, I'm undressing just for you at my work. Can you see me now?
No, I can't see you. That's why I'm asking questions. I know what it is.
Let's rattle some more.
You're just messing with me now.
It really was a bag. It has hand lotion and eye drops.
Oh, hand lotion and eye drops. Thank you. Okay, well, I'll see you tonight when I'm doing the trick-or-treating at your house.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that would be good. Oh, I love to hear that noise.
All right, I gotta go.
Gee, sounds almost like a vibrator.
Yeah. Wow, you've got a dirty mind. I'm hanging up. Oh, she hung up on me before I could hang up on her. I don't know if you guys heard that, but she said it sounded like a vibrator. Which is very offensive, and I don't appreciate on my family show. Shower curtains and the blood runs down the shower. I'm going to have to quit. I've been doing this show for 2.5 hours, I think. I didn't mean to go on this long. I was going to do like an hour.
Hello?
Katie.
Yeah.
It's Roy. I'm your neighbor.
Oh, hi.
How are you doing tonight?
What's that?
I said, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's good. Are you passing out candy tonight?
My daughter is.
Okay, great. My kids and I, we're going to a haunted house tonight. So we're going to be at your house for trick-or-treating extra late. So it's going to be about 1 or 2 in the morning. Because, you know, we're going to have to stand in line at that haunted house for hours. So,
right.
Just so you know, like, I just don't want you to be worried when we ring your doorbell at...
Oh, no, I won't be worried. That's fine.
1 or 2 in the morning. Yep. Are you still going to have candy at that point?
Hopefully. I don't know. I'm actually not home tonight, but my daughters will be.
Okay. Yeah, that's good information to give a complete stranger over the phone. good parenting there.
Who is this?
It's Roy. I live in the blue house down the street on Circle.
Okay.
So, yep. I just wanted to let you know we're going to be there extra late tonight.
Okay, well, thanks for letting me know.
Okay, and one of my kids is disabled. Can we have extra candy?
Who is this?
This is Roy. I live down the street from you.
Oh, my God. I don't know who this is.
Okay, well, okay. I'm your neighbor, Roy. We've met.
Okay, well, thanks, Roy.
You're welcome. See you at 2 or 3 in the morning. 2, 3, or 4 in the morning.
Okay. Awesome.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Katie.
Oh, hey, Katie. It's Roy, your neighbor.
Hi.
Katie?
I'm not sure I know who you are.
Oh, I'm in the blue house. I live down the street from you on Quarles Avenue. I have a question about trick-or-treating tonight. Like, are you doing the trick?
Okay.
You're handing out candy tonight?
Yep.
Okay, great. My kids are going to be there, but we're doing a haunted house this evening, so we're going to be there kind of late. Is that a problem?
Probably not. Roy, which house are you in?
I'm in the blue house. I don't know, maybe a block or a block and a half from you. But we're going to be knocking on your door about 2 or 3 in the morning for candy. Or my kids are, not me.
Okay, yeah, that's not going to work.
Why not?
Well, you can try to show up then, but no one's going to come to the door.
Okay, well, they'll knock a bunch.
Okay.
You know, they'll knock repeatedly.
Tell me right now who you are and why you're calling me.
My name is Roy. I'm calling to let you know we're doing a haunted house this evening. So we're going to be kind of late trick-or-treating. So we're going to be at your house, I'm guessing, like at 2 in the morning. Because, you know, you have to stand in line forever at those things. And by the time we get out, it's going to be really late.
Yeah, that's not going to work for us. Roy, what's your last name?
Gerbel. I don't see why you're being like this about it. Like, do you hate kids?
Why are you being like this about it?
Well, we just
nobody shows up at someone's house at 2 in the morning.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
Roy,
I'm trying to be
Gerbel.
I'm trying to be a good neighbor.
What's your address on Quarles?
Why? We're not trick or treating tonight. Our porch light's going to be off.
What's your address, Roy?
It's like 10564 four.
10564.
I think
no,
so.
It's not. There's no such address.
Oh, don't
you don't know your own address?
Well, look, I get all my mail at a P.O. box, so you know, just.
Oh, good recovery.
Yep, thank you. I've been practicing for years with that line. Where are you?
Anything else?
How come you're breathing so heavily into the phone?
I don't feel like I'm breathing heavily.
Oh, you were like nasally breathing into the phone, like. It's weird.
You must not recognize my voice if you say that.
Oh.
The way I'm speaking with you is the way I speak with everyone.
Okay, but I can just hear all that breathing in between the speaking. It's like you're a mouth breather.
You know, I don't feel like a mouth breather.
Can one of my kids dress like you for Halloween tonight?
One of your kids, let's see, who would that be?
Devin.
Which kid?
Devin. She's a fourth grader.
Devin? How old is Devin? Oh, Devin's a she.
Correct.
Where does she go to school?
That was rude to assume that Devin is
where
a boy's,
Devin,
boy's name.
Where does Devin go to school? Quickly.
Don't worry about it. Like, quit asking me questions.
Okay,
it's
so you're totally,
weird.
If Devin were, okay, so this is my guess. My guess is you're one of Abby's friends or one of Nathan's friends.
Who the fuck is Abby?
You know what? As soon as you drop the F-bomb, I'm done.
Oh, fuck you, Lee. Oh, I got owned on that one. I couldn't name the grade school. Crap. All right. Let's call the next Katie on the list. Quick, chat room, what am I saying? Oh, wait, I have a perfect idea. I have a greatest idea ever that's going to make Dom the Bomb very happy. Gonna be great. Just you wait. It's gonna be amazing.
Hello.
Hi, Karen.
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy, your neighbor.
Hi.
Hi. I was wondering, like, if you're doing the trick or treating thing tonight. My kids are gonna be trick or treating in the neighborhood.
It's not an organized thing, but you know. We do trick-or-treat. I mean, people do trick-or-treat.
Oh, no. I mean, are you going to be handing out candy?
Yes.
Can you not hand out any sugar-free candy? Because my kids are both diabetic.
So you want me to hand out sugar-free candy?
No, I want you to not hand out sugar-free candy because my kids are both diabetic.
No, I don't. I don't have any sugar-free candy.
Oh, well, just when they come, can you hand out an apple or something?
Okay, and then remind me who I'll be looking for in costume. Actually, it's probably going to be my daughter. I'm not even going to be home.
Oh, okay. Well, just let her know. My son is dressed up like a matterchode, and my daughter is dressed up like a banchode, and they're in third and fourth grades.
A matterchode and a banchode? I don't even know what those are.
Oh, your daughter
maybe
will probably
my
know.
Daughter knows.
Yeah, banchode and matterchode. Just ask her not to give them any sugar candy.
Hey, Lauren, do you know what a banchode and a matterchode is? She's looking a bit blank. She's a teenager, so maybe even she's too old. You know, can your kids ask for an apple? Would that be that? I don't want to make a mistake.
Yeah, I guess they'll have to. I mean, they know what to look
yeah,
for.
I don't. I
people
mean,
hand out sugar.
Yeah, it's very possible. I don't think we have any sugar-free candy. I mean, I don't. But I'm sure I have a couple apples or all of ours.
If you just look on the internet, and you can see what a banchode and a matterchode are.
Okay.
And
all right,
they'll both
make it help me out.
Yeah, they both have gandu bags. Ask your daughter if she knows what a gandu bag is.
A gandu bag. Okay, I will ask her.
Gandu. Ask real quick. I'll wait.
Lauren, we're at a party. Sorry.
It's
do you know what a gandu bag is?
Gandu.
No, sorry.
Gandu.
Gandu. Gandu. She doesn't look like she knows.
Ask her to ask all the kids at the party what a
okay.
gandu bag is.
Okay, I will ask.
All right,
but they won't all be there, so it won't be that useful.
Can you just like right now. Just
have him ask me for an apple.
Yell out real loud, attention, all kids, do you know what a matterchode is? Or a banchode?
Okay, is this a joke?
No, not at all.
Okay. Do you guys know what a matterchode, what are they, matterchode and a banchode?
Matterchode?
Have you ever heard of such a thing?
And a banchode.
No, none of these kids. And these are all smaller kids. You know, these are younger kids. And a banchode.
Yes.
Nope. They're looking at me like I'm crazy. Sorry.
It's okay. All right.
Have them ask me for an apple. Have them ask.
Okay.
And we'll give them an apple.
Or a roll of quarters. If you give them a roll of quarters.
Don't have any quarters, but I sure have an apple.
What about a roll of quarters?
Nope. Don't have one. Sorry.
What about any...
but we'll do our best.
Portable high-end electronics.
All right. I'll do a portable high-end electronic.
Okay, thank you. Just like an old cell phone that you don't use anymore.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You don't have to wipe it or anything.
That's good.
They're just kids.
We'll do our
best. What are they going to do? Okay. All right, have fun.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween to you. Have fun at your party.
All right, bye.
Thanks in advance for whatever you give us. All right. That was for you, Dom the Bomb. All right, what am I doing next? Quick, I'm going to end the show very soon. I think I'm just going to finish up this page. There's only, I don't know, 5 or 6 numbers left. I got to quit, otherwise I'm not going to get the show edited tonight and posted. Thanks, Dom the Bomb. Dragomir wants me to do a good call. Holy shit. All right, bucket of walnuts. That's the next one.
Hi, this is Julie.
Hi, Julie. This is Roy. I'm your neighbor.
Hi, yeah.
Hey, are you handing out candy tonight for trick-or-treaters?
My big boys are.
Oh,
yeah.
The big boys. Okay.
Why?
Oh, well, my son's, he's going to be dressed up tonight as a wounded veteran.
Uh-huh.
And, you need to have a wheelchair ramp in place for him to roll up.
Oh, we don't have that.
Well, he's a wounded veteran. He's, you know, needs to come up to your door in a wheelchair.
Okay.
So can you set that up? Can you put a piece of plywood on the steps?
Sure. Bye.
Okay. Why are you like blowing me off? Okay. That was Bucket of Walnuts' idea. Thanks for that one. Didn't work out too great, but what a horrible idea for a prank. Whoa, there wants me to say he fought for your freedom. Without him, you'd be speaking German.
Hello.
Hi, Julia.
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Roy. I live down the street from you here on Beach.
Oh, okay. Hi, Roy.
Hi. Are you handing out candy tonight?
We are.
Okay, great. My kids are going to be coming by. My son, he's going to be dressed up like a wounded veteran. Yeah, and he'll be in a wheelchair. So you need to have a wheelchair ramp in place so he can get up to your door?
Let's see. We don't, but we can certainly come down and give it to him.
Okay.
Do you know what time?
I guess that'd be more realistic, you know, like, because people just don't want to have wheelchair ramps and, you know, honor the veterans and, you know, just treat them like second-class citizens coming down and just handing things to them and still letting them get things by themselves.
Okay.
I mean, he fought for your...
I'll let you talk.
He fought for your freedom, you know. You'd be speaking German without him.
Hello?
Hi. This is Roy. I live down the street from you.
Yeah.
My son's going to be dressed up as a wounded veteran tonight. I was hoping, like, could you not do any flashes or loud noises? Because he has major PTSD.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, I wasn't planning on doing that anyway, so that shouldn't be a problem.
Okay, well, you know, some people have their houses all dressed up and, you know, like the strobe lights and thundering sounds.
Yeah, we do a lot of that, but this year with the weather, I didn't get anything set up, so yeah. we're pretty low-key this year.
Okay, yeah, my son, he's in fourth grade, but he's going as a Wounded War veteran.
Okay.
So just, you know, no loud noises or flashes, because he's
all right.
PTSD.
Sounds good. Okay. Sounds good. All right, thanks so much.
And you're going to have the wheelchair ramp all set up for us?
I think you may have the wrong house. I don't have a wheelchair ramp.
Oh, no, I was talking to your wife about it. She said you might be able to set up a wheelchair ramp or a board.
No, there's no way. I don't have those accommodations. I'm willing to come down, but are you sure you have the right house? Did you arrange something?
Well,
previously?
No, I just asked your wife about it. I live on South Beach Street, you know, just like a little over a block away in the blue house.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we have actually concrete steps that come up to the...
It's not too good for a wheelchair with someone with no legs.
No.
Can you please not call him Lieutenant Dan, because that's disrespectful?
Okay. I'm going to hang up now, because I think this is a prank, but have a good night now.
Not a prank. It's my son. You'd be speaking German without him. He fought for your country.
Okay. All right. You have a good night, sir.
All right. You too. Clearly a anti-war hippie there. That was great. Thank you for that one, Bucket of Walnuts, and whoa there for the additional ideas. Last year, people just threw candy at his face when he came back home from Nam. I shouldn't be laughing at this stuff. This is terrible. All right, a few more numbers here.
Call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
I think he should be a sexy war veteran.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Judith.
Who's calling?
This is Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live down the street from you. I wanted to find out if you're going to do trick-or-treating tonight. I mean, if you're going to handing out candy.
We are.
Okay, great. My son is going to be dressed up as a wounded war veteran. He's in fourth grade. He'll be in a wheelchair.
Oh, okay.
So you need to have a wheelchair ramp set up.
Oh.
So he can get
don't have that.
Okay, well, he's got like the little, he's got a cane, or, you know, like a little grabby arm thing he can use to like ring the doorbell, but he needs to be able to get up to the doorbell.
Right. Yeah, we've got two steps, so trying to think how we would work that out. My husband's home now. I'm on my way home.
Okay, maybe he can fashion together a wheelchair ramp out of a piece of plywood or something and some boards.
Let me give him a call and see what he can do. When do you think he'll be coming by?
Probably, I don't know, I guess in a couple hours, that's when everyone's going to be out, right?
I guess, I don't know, it depends on everyone's different. I saw some folks trick-or-treating on my way home from work, so.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know,
It's probably going to take him a while to get ready and to get everything together, because he's, kind of like method acting about all this. He's, you know, it's hard for him to get ready because he's a wounded war veteran.
Oh my gosh. Okay. That's so cute.
Yeah. Do you have, like strobe lights or like, you know, any haunted thunder sounds set up or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Cause he gets PTSD from the war.
Oh my goodness. We do not have any blinking lights or any strobe lights.
Okay, that's perfect then. Great. Can you not call him Lieutenant Dan or anything like that? Because that's disrespectful to war veterans. No, like, don't even laugh at me. That's terrible. You're laughing.
I'm laughing because you're very funny.
Your husband's name isn't Charlie, is it?
No.
Okay, I was just going to say, if it is, don't call your husband by his first name.
He doesn't even like seafood.
Okay, good. Good, good. This sounds perfect. And he'll be there in another hour or two, I guess. Just get that wheelchair ramp set up ASAP.
Thanks for the heads up.
All right. Thank you for supporting the troops.
Thanks. Of course. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
There's not going to be any Koreans there, is there?
Maybe.
Because we don't want him to snap. If there's any Korean kids, he might snap.
We're a very inclusive household.
Right, but you know, he's an old war veteran. He's into the part, so if he sees any Japs there, he might just go ballistic. Not that he can do anything because he's in a wheelchair.
Understood. We'll make sure to hide any fake mines or bombs or ninjas or anything.
Wow. I don't know what to say. I'm offended, and I'm going to hang up.
Okay, I'm sorry. Happy Halloween.
You too. I'm sorry, you guys. I didn't expect it to go there. What was she thinking? All right, one number left. They're probably not going to pick up. So the very last call I do today is going to be like a terrible war veteran prank. I can't believe I got her to make jokes about landmines and bombs and stuff. Not cool, lady.
Hello, you've reached Josie. Fuck. Please leave me a message.
There was this other prank I really wanted to do. But I guess we're done. The show's over. I finished up this page. I did a lot of pages. I did nearly 3 hours today, and I didn't mean to do 3 hours. Now I'm going to spend all evening editing instead of listening to the show that's going to start by the Graveyard Goons. Apparently in 10 minutes, there's going to be a Graveyard Goons show, which you can find by going to the things that Woe There is posting in the channel right now. Twitch.tv/Graveyard Goons with a Z. I'll try to listen to them while I'm editing, though. Everyone have a fun Halloween tonight. Have fun trick-or-treating and all that stuff. Handing out candy. I'm going to go... You know, I've got a loaf of bread. I can hand out, like, pieces of bread if kids come to my door. I'm going to go shut off my porch light, though. The music that we've been listening to for this entire show is provided by deadair.co, which is a website that plays Halloween music all year long. deadair.co. You should listen to that every day of the year. It made for good Halloween music tonight for tonight's show. Today's show, whatever.
Hi, Brad. Got a knock-knock joke for you.
Okay.
Ready? Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Roy.
Roy who?
Hi, Roy who? My name is Butthole Winker 34. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, hey, Roy, got a question for, actually got a suggestion for you. I know you don't like this, but hear me out.
But you're going to do it anyway.
I am your buddy Butthole Winker, after all. Anyway, and forgive me if you've already done this, but you should call up businesses or apartment buildings and say, hey, and just kind of start with, hey, I was dumpster diving in your dumpster, and I got a paper cut, and it swelled up, and I had to go to the hospital, and I've got $15,000 in hospital fees. So I'm going to need you to pay for those hospital bills. So anyway, I thought you'd like that.
Yeah, it was great. Great suggestion in the voicemails. Just keep them coming, you know, because they're great.
Hey, Brad, it's Q12. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Hey.
I'm currently driving to San Antonio, Texas. I am from the land of the Yeehaw. So,
you had a beach ball?
From the land of the Yeehaw.
What?
Just wondering if you're going to make some more prank calls, dude. Need more prank calls. Snowplow show rock. And maybe I should stop being a hobo and actually get on the hobo zone. But anyway.
Yeah, please do.
Thanks for all the shows that you do, man.
You're welcome. I didn't understand half of that. Hopefully I'll understand more of it in the post-editing thing that I do.
Hey, Brad, it's Jack from the Internet. I just wanted to find out, I always hear you use the term, someone sponsored the show. What does that mean? Does that mean a Patreon supporter, and you can name it random? Or is there a special way that you can pay extra money to support you and sponsor the show?
All right, I can't understand what you're saying either, but I think I got part... part of it, you want to know why did I say that people sponsor the show? It's because they're on the Patreon, or the equivalent of the Patreon, which is newproject2.com/phonelosers. And if you support the show for more than $20 a month, I will name you as a sponsor. And there's different levels and everything. Just go to patreon.com/phonelosers and look at all the different benefits of sponsoring shows and supporting shows and everything else. And it will all be clear to you. Wow, why does everyone sound like crap tonight? Is something wrong with my sound? I don't think it's my sound. The first person sounded okay. Yeah, I don't know what you're saying. I know you're spelling something out, but I missed the beginning. Something changed your life. Hopefully it was me. I'm hanging up the fucking phone. Let's see how good this next one sounds.
Hello, this is DJ Hot Tunes calling from North Korea.
Hey.
I have a hot song for you.
All right. Oh, no. What are you doing? Alright, I thought there was going to be lyrics. I was waiting for the lyrics to start, but it was just chords on a guitar. Good job.
Hey, bud, Muckhawk here. Just giving you a call, wanting to see why the hell you don't do cardings anymore. You should bring those back. Those are super fucking funny.
Yep, that'd be
always
nice.
Always a good time. If you do them, I'll definitely post some notes for you, get you some calls. And another thing is, after every call, when you end it, say I love you. I mean, please. Come
okay.
On. Say
I'll do that.
I love you. Say it back.
All right.
Say it.
So I don't do cardings anymore, and that's because they were just causing too much attention for the show at a time when I should not be causing a lot of attention for the show. Last year, we ended up on the news. Somebody was putting carding notes on cop cars. I can't remember if those were separate incidents or not, but, you know, I just can't have that kind of attention coming toward me these days, seeing as I'm on probation for prank calls. I just can't have stuff like that happening to me right now. I wish I could. I miss the cardings. I mean, I'm kind of enjoying the break, to be honest, but I do miss the cardings. And then Dwight tried to take him over last year, or was it Carlito? I can't remember. I think Carlito might have tried to take him over the year before, sort of. But Dwight had to shut him down last year for the same reasons, because he doesn't want the police calling him and reporters calling him. So I intend to bring cardings back after 2022, when my probation for prank calls ends, and it's not quite so risky for me to do things like that. But until then, I think cardings are just finished. I wish some other prank call show out there would take over and do the cardings themselves. That would be cool. But it seems like no matter who takes them over, they're just going to run into the same problems. So who knows? We'll see. They'll be back someday, probably, if I'm still doing this in a couple more years.
Brappy CP. It's JD.
Hey,
I was just
JD.
I listened to the last show and the voicemail segment, and I think it's really funny. There's a coincidence here that you weren't allowed to listen to real rock music in the 80s either. My mother was a Jesus freak, and I wasn't allowed to listen to real rock music.
Yeah.
And she actually blocked out MTV and VH1.
Oh,
for
you
like
poor thing.
When I was a
I'm
kid.
Sorry.
So I think there's.
It's that damn PTL club. Fucking PTL club.
Some kind of through thread here about people that were denied that and prank phone calls. Because that just seems to be a coincidence that I see very often.
Yeah.
Anyway, hope you're well. I'll talk to you soon.
Basically, it's my parents' fault that I'm still doing prank calls. If they would have just let me listen to my satanic rock music, I would have turned out fine. But no, I think it was mostly my early teens. By my late teens, they'd given up. And I do remember that I had a secret stash of heavy metal cassette tapes. You know, like Metallica and Iron Maiden and Ozzy Osbourne, stuff that I was clearly not allowed to listen to. And they did stumble across those at one point, and they asked where they all came from, and I don't know what happened with that, but they didn't take him away. They were fine with it. They were just like, whatever by that point. He's too far gone. We can't save him now. I also remember this incident where I was in the basement. I had the stereo cranked up really loud. My room was in the basement at the time, and I was home alone, but my dad came home. I didn't hear him because I had the music cranked up, listening to Petra Christian rock. And he like storms over to the stereo and practically throws it off of the thing, trying to shut it off. And I'm like, but Dad, it's Christian rock. You bought this for me. It's fine. Oh, the good old days.
Hey, Brad, this is Sam. I just wanted to thank you for playing my song because that was really cool.
Yeah.
I got so excited when I heard it.
That's great.
And also to show my thanks, I wanted to give you a quick Arnold Schwarzenegger impression. I feel you've earned it.
Oh, nice. Okay, so, let's hear it.
You know, I realize it's not an original. You know, everybody does Arnold. But it's still a voice that is so much fun to
do. You know what? You're going to do a better impression of Arnold Schwarzenegger than I could ever do. So whatever you do is just perfect.
Come on, baby. You know you're the girl in my dreams. All right, that's all. Actually, you know what? I'll do another.
Wait, is that it?
You give me the names of your drug suppliers and distributors, and I'll tell the judge what a nice, hoppity tequila you are. That's one of my favorites because it's the soundboard quote.
Yeah.
But whenever they play it, it never makes any sense. Like, it applies to nothing. All right. I've gone on too long now. But
it's okay.
Thank you, and, you know, and practice.
Yeah. Bye. Yeah. I liked the impressions. The first one was really short. It was confusing, but I recognize the second one.
Hey, RBCP, it's Screw.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to say, I was watching the video of you driving out to Illinois in episode 579, and I want to commend you for doing the proper thing while driving, which is getting in the right lane until you need to pass traffic. Then you move into the left lane, you pass traffic.
I'm a good driver.
You move back over into the right lane. I do appreciate this because, well, I do long interstate drives where there's only two lanes, and inevitably you end up with some twerp in a minivan just sitting there, same speed as the semi next to him.
Fucking assholes.
58 in the 75 or 80.
Hate those
zone.
People.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted to thank you very much and let you know that it's appreciated. Talk to you later. Bye.
Glad. Shut up. I'm glad you approve. You know, that's especially bad in Oregon. Like, I don't think they have laws here about hanging out in the left lane. I'm just assuming because it's really, really bad here. Worse than other states. And that voicemail is from back in September. It looks like we're on the September voicemails already. I'm going to play one more and then we're going to finish this.
Hey there. I'm an Eskimo. Jack from Alaska.
All right.
Friend.
Eskimo Jack.
Anyway, I drive snow machine. Snow machine broke. Took to mechanic.
Yeah. Apparently people in Alaska, they talk like Tarzan, I guess.
The mechanic say to me.
Caveman.
Looks like you blew a seal. And I say, no, it's just some frost on my mustache.
All right, that was a great last voicemail. Thanks for that, Mr. Jack from Alaska. I think the show is over. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thanks to the sponsors, as always. The sponsors of this show are Sean L., Plaz, Boca Recovery Center, 6-Week Tenure, and Jamie F. Those are some of the people currently contributing to the Patreon at patreon.com/phonelosers. Don't I say that every time? Why'd that one guy ask about that? Isn't it obvious? It's the people supporting the show financially. Durr. I was getting a lot of people, by the way, signing up on the phonelosers.com website instead of the Patreon, which is nice because I save some fees and stuff that way. You know, I'm not paying Patreon their little percent. But holy shit, my website sucks. It's so much technical support I have to do. Not to complain at you guys signing up, but I made a change recently on phonelosers.com/cactus where I basically say, hey, this is a place where you can support the show, but I wouldn't do it if I were you because this site fucking sucks. It's a huge nightmare. Don't do it. Instead, you should support us on patreon.com/phonelosers or newproject2.com/phonelosers instead because those sites actually work. So that's what I'm suggesting that everybody do at this point. Just fuck the Phone Losers site. Use one of the other two sites instead. When a third Patreon competitor comes around, I will also use that one so we can have three options, you know, just for when I get thrown off of one of them. And I was worried before that newproject2.com wouldn't last, but I think it's going to last because at this point, Dick Masterson, the guy that runs it, has a lot of people on there making a lot of money and he's getting a pretty good cut of all that. I don't think he's going to end it anytime soon. So I'm more comfortable with offering that as an alternative to Patreon instead of my stupid crappy website. So I'm going to leave my stupid crappy website active and available if you want to use that. Just realize that it's going to suck and you're probably going to have to email me and say, hey, this isn't working. Can you fix it for me? So that's where we are on supporting the show lately. The best place to go is just phonelosers.com/support. That'll give you links to both of the sites you can support the show on. I really appreciate the support. This is pretty much what I do now full-time, is just prank call shows. And I'm paying off massive legal bills for doing prank calls. So any help is appreciated. Thanks, everyone, for supporting the show. I'm going to end the show with a song that I discovered today from the deadair.co radio network thing. I actually listened to that for most of today when I was doing other things. By the way, thank you, deadair.co, for supplying this show with pretty much all of its music, including this ending song. This is called Actual Cannibal Shia LaBeouf. It's a song by Rob Cantor that I just happened to hear on that station today. This one's pretty great.
You're walking in the woods. There's no one around, and your phone is dead. Out of the corner of your eye, you spot him.
Shia LaBeouf.
He's following you, about 30 feet back. He gets down on all fours and breaks into a sprint. He's gaining on you.
Shia LaBeouf.
You're looking for your car, but you're all turned around. He's almost upon you now, and you can see there's blood on his face. My God, there's blood everywhere.
Running for your knife
from Shia LaBeouf.
He's brandishing a knife.
It's Shia LaBeouf.
Lurking in the shadows. Hollywood superstar Shia LaBeouf. Living in the woods.
Shia LaBeouf.
Killing for sport,
Shia LaBeouf.
Eating all the bodies. Actual cannibal Shia LaBeouf.
Now it's dark, and you seem to have lost him. But you're hopelessly lost yourself. Stranded with a murderer, you creep silently through the underbrush. Aha! In the distance, a small cottage with a light on. Hope. You move stealthily toward it. But your leg! Ah! It's caught in a bear trap.
Gnawing off your leg!
Quiet.
Limping to the cottage.
Quiet.
Now you're on the doorstep. Sitting inside, Shia LaBeouf. Sharpening an axe,
Shia LaBeouf.
But he doesn't hear you enter,
Shia LaBeouf.
You're sneaking up behind him. Strangling superstar Shia LaBeouf. Fighting for your life with
Shia LaBeouf.
Wrestling a knife from Shia LaBeouf. Stab it in his kidney. Safe at last from Shia LaBeouf.
You limp into the dark woods, blood oozing from your stump leg. But you've won. You have beaten Shia LaBeouf.
I'm not understanding what you were doing in my yard at 4 o'clock in the morning with a beer and fell asleep.